So step number two to building a successful brand is having purpose. Mm-hmm. Having purpose. So it's kind of like tied to like your why.
Yeah.
We have a podcast on this. It's super great. Mm-hmm. It's the second podcast. I encourage you to go check it out.
Absolutely.
But having purpose. I mean, if you don't know why you're doing something or what it is that you're doing it for, mm-hmm. like you're going to find yourself playing like this never ending game of hitting a wall and quitting and falling off. Like I'll give you a little story. Back when I was a senior, I played baseball my whole life, right? I played baseball my whole life, 17 years of my life. And there was one day that I had to make a decision and say, all right, I'm not going to play baseball anymore because I knew I wasn't going to make it to the major leagues, which is what I wanted. I could have played like D2 or at junior college or something, but I wanted to play Major League Baseball. And if that wasn't going to happen, I was going to move on to the next thing in my life. I was playing baseball and I knew I had to move on to the next thing in my life. Mm. And pretty much, I had a meeting with the principal at the school because he wanted to figure out what was wrong with me, because for the first 2 years of high school, I was super dedicated to the craft. And then senior year, I kind of just started falling off. And truth is, I had already quit before senior year. And full disclosure, I went to an all-boys baseball academy. So everybody there was playing baseball. So it's like, for me, you know, they were looking at me as like the guy who was like, oh, why are you here? This and that. And it was like, I tried for the first 6 months of the year, realized, hey, I'm not going to fucking make it. So I'm going to move on.
Right.
But the point of the story is that when I sat down with a meeting and he wanted to figure out what was wrong with me, I told him like, you know, I quit because I just know I'm not gonna make it. Like, I'm trying all these different things, and we were talking about business and stuff. And he gave me one huge tip. You know, the nugget is, he said, anything you do in life, there's always gonna be a wall.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, you're always gonna find yourself going against a wall. And what most people do is they quit when they get to the wall, and they try to move on to a different path because they think that that's going to be easier. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, no matter which way you go, it's kind of like that thing where it has three trails.
Yeah.
Well, all trails lead to the same shit. It's going to lead, if you're trying to better your life, it's all going to lead to a wall that it's only going to be broken when it's determined by having purpose.
Facts.
On the other side.
Facts.
Like, that's it. What is going to make you go through the wall that's going to be in whatever it is that you're doing, especially building a personal brand, because you're going to get started with your personal brand and you're going to realize real quick that you thought you had something, that you thought your shit was cool or it was dope or whatever. And you're gonna be like, this shit fucking sucks compared to all the stuff that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the wall is going to start. And that's when you're going to have to break through that. And the only way that you're going to break through that, you're going to keep going and trying to build your brand, whether it's a clothing brand, your personal brand, or your business brand. It's all the same shit, you know, that purpose, whatever it is what's gonna help you get to the other side. All right, we're gonna try to give you exercises and stuff on how to find your purpose. There's plenty of content out there on YouTube. I mean, Tony Robbins talks about it, Mel Robbins talks about it. They're super good people. I would encourage to listen to them on how to find your purpose. I'm no life coach, but I do understand that it's important and very crucial to get over that wall.
No, I completely agree. I mean, purpose is everything. I can't tell you guys, I'm speaking from personal experience. You know, I've been doing this for a long time. You know, in the beginning, I was very, 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 very money hungry. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's different types of brands. Some are meant for strictly selling, and some are meant for, you know, for inspiring, some are meant for motivating. For me, I'm going to speak off experience. For me, is it took me a while to realize that, like, I have to lead with my purpose, and then the money would follow. You know what I mean? So depending on what you're doing, it's really gonna make a difference. But you know, for me, like I purpose is literally so important, because you know, for me, like I feel like my purpose is instilling belief into others, giving people confidence, you know, to go out and chase their dreams and go out and do what they need to do. And, you know, literally push people. I want people around me, you know, to have so much energy that when they're around me, they're like, I can do anything in the world when I'm around T. I feel like that's my purpose. And I know, you know, if I keep doing that, the money and everything is going to follow. And, you know, if I keep doing that consistently, again, consistently following your purpose, if I keep doing that consistently, the money will actually follow me following my purpose. And it took me a long time to realize that. And, you know, for a lot of people, this is a lot of like, you know, self-awareness. This is a lot of like finding out who you are. You know, it took me a long time to, you know, slowly find out who I was. I'm still finding out to this day. But I do know my purpose on this earth. And it is complete to help others and instill belief into others. And so I fall down on a day-to-day basis. And then my brand carries that. So whenever I do go through humps, whatever I do feel doubt, I resort back to my purpose and why I do what I do. And it keeps me going. It's like, okay, bet, it's not even about me anymore. It's about the other people. It's about, you know, about my family. It's about my legacy. So that's my purpose. So I live, I try to drive my brand, be more purpose driven through my brand rather than money driven. Because if I'm purpose driven, nothing can stop me. If I'm money driven, if I don't make the money, then what happens?
Move on to the next thing, which is what I was talking about, the wall.
Yeah, the wall.
Which I'm talking about the wall. Like, another thing is that important about the purpose is that it's okay. Like, you don't have to figure it out in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's a process, and it's a long process to get there. Like, you're never going to like truly find your purpose and be like, but you'll start having some sense of direction. And as long as you understand that, what we want to get you to understand is what T was saying. Like, fuck the money. Don't worry about the money or what you have to like. Mm-hmm. It's not important. Mm-hmm. What's important is like helping people like create. When you create content, when we create content, we're not thinking about, hey, how many signups or how many leads or how many this is going to get. We just genuinely want to put something dope out there. And when that happens, like he says, you know,
it follows.
Yep, it follows. Right. So like essentially just be patient. Be patient about, you know, finding your purpose, but like always have it in the back of your head, you know, that with your vision board, that it's all going to come together. That, you know, you just got to keep going.
Yeah, the purpose is everything. I really encourage you guys to take some time, you know, to do some self-reflection and really, really find your purpose. Like Derek said, there's so many, you know, different tools and different, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like personal
resources, you know, out there to, you know, to actually help you find your, to help you find your purpose. And once you do so, again, it's going to, it could change from time to time. Again, like you said, it's a process, but trust the process and learn from every, you know, everything that happens in your life and take that. And then I guarantee you'll find your purpose and instill your purpose into others. You know what I'm saying? When you instill your purpose into others and you value people and you provide value to people, the money will follow. So again, your purpose is everything.
Cool. Well, that's it for that one. See you guys in the next video.